Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
So Becky's all pleased with herself today, as is the one that doesn't speak. What happened?
We won the pub quiz last night.
Oh, I wish I'd been there.
We did invite you. You said no, you had better things to do.
I did have other things to do last night. Would I have been of any use?
Maybe, but we managed to win it without you, so...
So good.
You weren't missed.
Well done to you.
But do you know what I reckon? Because we got a really good prize, we won 75 quid.
Whoa.
Yeah, I thought maybe I could quit the show and go and become a pub quiz champion. So just do like one pub quiz a night and then don't need to have a day job.
You could probably do two or three, couldn't you, a night?
Could I? No.
Or do they all start around the same time?
Yeah, you don't get many late ones, do you? I maybe could do a 6 o'clock one if there was one and then an 8.
And we're on till 7.
No, I'm going to quit to go and do
okay,
pub
right.
quizzes.
So you're just going to do pub quizzes all the time instead of your job now?
Well, yeah, if I can get as much money from it. I'd have to ditch the other team members so that I could keep all the money myself, because at the moment it's obviously split between four.
So who was in the team then? Just you and the one that doesn't speak?
Yeah, my friend who works at Radio 2 and the one that doesn't speak's wife.
Ah, and was it general knowledge or was it pop
general
music?
General knowledge, yeah, some music questions.
I could have probably been quite good at the music questions, but I'm useless at general knowledge. Not that you care, because you won anyway, so well done.
No, so when do you reckon the next quizzes I can do? Do you reckon they have them during the day?
I don't know. I think it's mostly an evening thing, isn't it?
I could do one at 10, and then two, I have to allow extra time, because some of them are really slow at marking.
I don't think there's any pop quizzes in a pub at 10 a.m. or even at 3 p.m. They're normally about 7, 8, generally.
Do you reckon anyone does this, like, as an actual job?
Well, someone who works here... Their mum, do you know about this, enters every single competition going.
No?
In everything. In all newspapers, in all magazines.
And what have they got?
On the TV. She's won loads. She's won, like, cars, holidays, cash. Seriously, over the years, she collects all coupons for everything. She's won loads of stuff.
Is she, like, one of those ones who, you know, there are certain ones who, you know when it says, why would you like to win this in, like, less than 20 words?
Yes.
They've got a specific thing that wins them, like, every time.
Yeah,
there's a
knows,
certain formula that
she
you
knows
write.
Exactly what to put, and she writes those out every time, and she wins loads of stuff. This could be your new thing.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Shall I find out from her what you have to write?
Yeah.
What the winning formula is?
Because there is, isn't there? I saw a TV show on it once saying that there is a certain formula of words.
They look for certain things.
I think it's just a proper sentence that makes them feel sorry for you.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio.
Radio 1.
Now, yesterday after 6 p.m, don't know whether you were listening. We're on till 7, by the way. I hate it when you don't listen after 6. It's all right if you get a podcast, though. It's fine. Anyway, after 6, we're talking about things that your family do that you always thought were perfectly normal because they've done it for years, until somebody from the outside world comes in and says, actually, that's a bit weird. I was talking yesterday about my flatmate's girlfriend. Her family have a festival every year where they go to a different place somewhere in the UK every year, and they call it Bazfest because their family name is Barry. I shouldn't have maybe said that, because there's a long-running and established Bazfest in Basildon, Essex, but hopefully they won't sue. So, and they have, like,
They'd look awful if they sued her family.
What, Bazfest sues Bazfest?
Yeah. Just like a little family party with a nickname, and they're like, you can't use that,
close
I'm fine.
It down, please. And we were just saying about how my flatmate got a little bit tipsy at the party and started drawing wristbands on himself and going up to people and going, can I come into this area? They have portaloos outside and stuff, even though there are perfectly normal toilets inside the house next to the garden where they have the thing. But anyway, one of those things that your family do that, you know, is a bit weird, but you just go along with it until your mates go, really? Hi, Bryony.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Bedford. I'm at work at the moment.
What's the Karen? What's going on?
I thought I'd drop you a line yesterday about a weird thing that my mum used to do that me and my brother picked up on.
Right.
Well, basically, when she moved into her house, she decided to name the cupboard under the stairs. And she called it Cecil.
So the cupboard under the stairs in your house was called Cecil, and that was because of your mum?
Yes.
Why was that name chosen?
I don't know where she got the name Cecil from. I suppose she thought it was cute, maybe.
But as you were growing up, you just came to know that the cupboard was just called Cecil?
Yeah, well, me and my brother thought that it was like the technical term for cupboards on the stairs.
Oh, a bit like at IKEA.
Yeah, exactly.
So when, like, you get a lampshade called Derek or something.
Well, we used to go to our friends' houses and ask them where their Cecil was.
Well, under the stairs.
Well, yeah, exactly. We used to hang our coats up in it. So we used to go to other people's houses and say, where's your Cecil so I can hang my coat up?
Oh, God. And who was the first person that corrected you? Can you remember or told you that was a bit weird?
It was my boyfriend, I think. We were actually quite old when we found out. We were, like, in our teens, so it went on for quite a long time.
So you were calling any cupboard a Cecil until your teenagers?
Well, any cupboard under the stairs a Cecil.
Hey. Kind of everyone to point it out before then.
Yeah, I've got some good friends.
Right, and what happens now? Do you still call it that?
No, I've managed to break the habit now.
Excellent.
What do you call it now?
The cupboard under the stairs.
I'm glad, but how old are you now?
I'm now 27.
Yeah, you see, it's good that you're not still calling it that at 27. That'd be wrong.
Yeah, that'd
if no one had pointed out before now.
What you don't say?
Yeah, you would. Okay, love you. Give me a high five.
Bye.
High five. Yes, people are getting quicker at it now. High five back at you. Sometimes your family are weird, yes? It's not until someone else from outside the family comes along and goes, that's weird, that you realise. Hello, Liz.
Hello, Scott.
Tell me your one.
We have baked beans at our Sunday roast dinners.
What?
Yeah, with gravy.
All the time?
Well, yeah, until someone pointed it out.
Right, so for years your family had baked beans on Sunday roasts?
Yeah, so it was like just another veg. Completely normal.
What, the juice and everything, like all the tomato sauce?
Bean juice.
Yeah, it's actually quite nice, tomato. It's like baked beans and gravy. You should try it.
Mm. Oh, you have gravy on the beans.
No, it's really nice. You should try it.
I'll take your word for it. It sounds like a taste sensation.
Yeah, I think I was about a teenager when it got pointed out to me when a friend came over to dinner.
Did you not wonder when you went to the Carvery why they didn't have beans on offer?
No. Do you still do it now?
Like, have you got a boyfriend or whatever?
I don't do it with my boyfriend because he's, like, repulsed by it. But yeah. If I go home, like, with my mum and my brother, we still do it.
Is it with all roast meat or, like, just with chicken or...?
All meat.
Oh, so it's all meat?
Yeah.
Even Christmas lunch?
No, not Christmas.
Oh,
that's different, of course.
Yeah.
What?
That's amazing.
But even with, like, cottage pies and, like, beef pies, like, in gravy, apparently that's weird, but I think that's normal.
Well, that's what you got told, isn't it?
Yeah.
Give me a high five for that, please.
High five. Can I shout out to everyone at work who's been bugging me all day to shout them out?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, high five.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Love you. Now, do you remember Bruce Forsyth and his amazing exercise routine, which we all found out about after that Channel 4 documentary about him the other week?
But I always find this a good one to do because it's just stops you falling to sleep, actually. 40 of those.
40 of those.
And this one is very good for the mid region. There are going 21 of those.
Really good for your mid-region, that one. And the noise you have to make is this. Tell you what, though, Bruce's exercises are catching on with lots of people. I know I certainly do 40 of those every morning.
I've only managed to get up to 30 so far, and then I get a really bad stinging sensation. Do you not get the sting?
Nah. Super
really?
Fit me. I feel much better for it.
Do you think I'm doing it too hard?
Maybe, yeah. Just calm it down a bit.
Yeah.
All right? Just think about the reps. Now, earlier, Becky called up Dev Direct. You know Dev, he does earlies before Chris Moyles. And he's got this new direct line, which is called Dev Direct, and you can just call him and have a chat about anything. And you called him while you were doing your exercises, didn't you?
Yeah, as you do.
Here it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Is that Dev?
Speaking.
Dev Direct.
It is.
Oh, I'm so pleased to get through to you, Dev.
Hi, who's this?
It's Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine, is that it?
Yeah. I'm a bit out of breath at the moment, Dev.
Yeah, you sound it.
No, I was just wondering if you wanted to come round and join in.
Oh, right. What sort of activities are you doing?
Just hanging out with my friend Jess.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Hiya.
Just getting sweaty in that.
Wow. Wow, who's that?
That's Jess.
Is she alright? Wow. Oh dear.
If you want to come round, you're more than welcome.
Really? I'm quite lazy.
It's always better with three, though, isn't it, Dev?
Yeah, I like it better with three.
Yeah.
Please come over, Dev.
Who's that?
That's it's Jess.
Oh, hi, Jess. You all right? Is she all right?
Yeah, she can go for hours.
Yeah, I can go for hours.
Oh.
40 of those.
Just come round. Go on.
No.
We'll get you some cake and a cup of tea afterwards.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of cake?
I reckon a sponge.
Nah. If you've gone for something a little bit classier than a sponge, I might reconsider, but...
There's nothing non-classy about a Victoria sandwich. So, I think she's pulled something there.
Yeah, you wanna give that a rub for her?
Come round and rub it, Dev.
This is meant to be sexy, not weird.
All right, see you later.
She definitely pulled something there, I think.
What were
it
those
wasn't Dev.
Noises?
Did I sound a bit like a sheep when I was trying to be that girl Jess, do you think? A little bit.
Play again. Yes.
I was trying to do a kind of girly giggle, but it was
you
like...
were trying to do sexy laugh, and I don't automatically think sheep when I think sexy.
Also, it did really sound like she put something out here.
Wow.
That's you, that is. There's nothing non-classy about a Victoria sandwich.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Right.
Radio
1. Is anyone going to tell me what's going on? I hate it when I'm not in on the joke. What have you done? Why is everyone crying with laughter apart from me?
Because, you know, sometimes people text radio stations with names that don't look funny, but when you read them out, they're, like, rude.
Oh, yeah.
I just did one to you, which I thought was funny.
Oh.
And I said, when are you playing the next Katy Perry single? And then you came back in the room and went, oh, should we get someone on that wants to hear Katy Perry? And then you went, oh, cool, I'll just ring it now. And then I had to run outside and answer my phone.
It's your number. I've just seen it.
You went, hello, it's Scott Mills here. And I went, hello. And you went, will you come on and talk about Katy Perry? And I said, why don't you read my message again out loud? And then I came back and you went, that was weird. It was a girl. And then she hung up on me. So it was me, and I'm sorry, but don't read the name out that I put on the text. But
Scott R.
No, don't read it. Don't read it.
Oh, I see. I get it now.
We thought you were...
That's a bit rude.
It's a new one to look out for, I think.
Well, Scott...
Apparently it caught Dale Winton out the other week.
Did it?
On Radio 2.
Did it?
Yeah.
It nearly caught me out too.
Yeah.
Phew.
It's a good one.
I'm really scared now to read out some of the... some of the comments that are coming in from various people, because I don't want to be caught out again. See, the easy thing to do would be to go, oh, hi, Scott, I love that new Katy Perry song. It's a real summer tune, and then put a name on the end that I can't read. Let me just see.
Lydia in Barrows.
That
okay,
one's fine,
it?
Is it?
Yeah. So I said it, I was like... Oh.
Jessica in Wigan.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
Okay.
See, my heart just skipped a beat then. Bend over. Oh, that's one, isn't it?
That's one. Ivor Biggin's one.
He likes it. Mike, somebody. No. Stuart Harcourt.
No, that's normal.
In Higham.
In Higham.
See,
yeah,
I'm just too
okay.
scared to do these now.
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Oh.
Radio
1. What's the kidding?
Oh, what's the carrying is having a little rest soon. So, we are doing the best of all this week, some of our favourite bits from over the years of Oh, What's Occurring. Tracy's back on. Hiya, love.
Hiya, babe.
Hi, babes. How was your day, babes?
All right. Yeah, I went to the dentist at 2.
Oh, yeah. How was that?
Oh, a bit scary. They only put me temporary filling on there, so it weren't too bad.
Got a piercing done.
At the same dentist?
No, not at the dentist. I got this trainee to do it. It was shocking, like Lee's last year.
Where's your piercing? Okay.
I love you.
It's on my boobie.
Oh! How much did that hurt? Seriously, I have to just ask, how much did that hurt?
Not a lot. It's just the guy that was doing it was like shaking. I'm going, "Oh, you're all right." It's like, "Yeah, I'm all right." And his hands are shaking. I'm like, "Oh God."
Did you get a discount?
Yeah, he was training.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah, well, you did go for a trainee there.
Yeah, I know. And then I asked him afterwards, I says, "How long have you been doing piercings for then?" And he went, "I started yesterday."
Oh, and you let him loose on your... Oh, no.
Let him loose on your what? Oh, no. Good. I don't think I've ever met a lady with a pierced one before.
I had a boyfriend who had a pierced one. Not a pierced one.
What, a pierced boob?
Oh, it's weird. Oh. One of our bosses used to have a pierced one. She used to show through his T-shirt sometimes.
Oh, I just remembered him, yeah. He did, didn't he? Okay, Trace, well, I'm...
I can't stop holding them there in case someone comes at me with a piercing.
It's unlikely. Trace, let's play the best of, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Why is there a staple gun in the studio?
See, you can never be too sure in this place.
That is true, actually.
It's got the one that doesn't speak's name on it, so maybe it was meant for this feature, maybe this is all fixed.
Before anyone texts in to go, "This is a repeat, you've done this one before," yes, we have, because it's the best of Oh, What's Occurring. First one. Trace, you know Joe Calzaghe?
I know.
Oh. Well, he's Wellard.
All right.
He is a boxing champion. Very well known. I don't know whether you know, but I once had a fight with Joe Calzaghe. Do you remember?
I do, actually, yeah.
It was a verbal fight. It wasn't, like...
You kept saying you could take him out, and then we set it up, and you thought better of it and decided to have a verbal one instead.
Yeah, we just threw insults at each other. The question is, how long could me and Joe Calzaghe just insult each other and throw insults at each other before we ran out of things to call each other, Tracy?
42 seconds.
42 seconds.
Yeah.
Becky.
52 seconds.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's me and Joe Calzaghe having a fight. It's Scott Mills versus Joe Calzaghe. Let's start the insults, you wally, Joe.
Muppet.
Egypt.
Kermit the Frog.
You big tart.
Lipstick.
Punk.
Goat.
What?
Goat.
Buffoon.
Spider monkey.
Spamhead.
Div.
Div is good. You big dingus.
You big tambourine head.
You flower.
Moonface.
Oh, that's low. Numpty.
Crusty toenail.
Nincompoop.
That's a good one. Oh, yeah, nincompoop.
Yeah.
Sheephead.
Sheephead?
You heard me.
Joe wins.
Yes. I knew I'd psych you out then.
Yeah, and he did as well.
With classics such as...
Tambourine head.
And goat.
You heard me, goat.
A crusty toenail. All the best.
It was 39 seconds.
Do you think that's what he does when he's in the ring? He just like lean in and go for one of those ones where you go like, right up close to someone and just go, goat. And right. They just be like, oh, straight.
All right, tambourine head. 39 seconds, Tracy gets the point.
Oh, what's occurring?
Now, you know that what just happened there? Oh, what's occurring? That is off a TV show called Gavin and Stacey. They do show that in America now, with subtitles. But some
with subtitles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they show Skins with subtitles. And clips of Susan Boyle always have subtitles. Fact.
Did you see Joe Page was on Alan Carr on Sunday?
Yeah.
And he said that they were going to come back for another series of Governor Stacey, and she said she wasn't sure.
Yeah.
But I thought that maybe I was getting a bit excited at a possibility that it was
I would like
happen.
That a lot.
It'd be brilliant if it was that good.
They
happen.
Said it was the last one ever, though, but they always
well, no,
say that.
No, they always say that, and they come back. Give it 30 years, it'll be back on.
Yeah, probably before that, I reckon. Anyway, Oh What's Occurring is a catchphrase from Nessa on the TV show Gavin and Stacey. Simple question. Because it's her catchphrase, how many times in the first series of Gavin and Stacey does Nessa say, "Oh, what's occurred in?" Tracy.
I remember this one. It was quite a lot, wasn't it? I'll say... 40?
40?
Yeah.
Now, is this the one where we made someone upstairs watch all the whole series and then it was only, like, two?
Oh.
And we've. I think it's.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Which series was that?
This is the first series I'm talking about.
I think we almost thought, actually, where have we done the game? Because she only says it once. I'm going to go once.
In the whole first series of Gavin and Stacey,
yeah.
She says her catchphrase once.
Yeah, I think it was a complete mess up on our part.
Let's find out.
The best! Oh! What's the pity?
Here's Nessa and her famous catchphrase from Gavin and Stacey.
But I stays what's occurred in.
I need your advice, Satan.
Oh, it's once.
Yes!
Ah!
I knew we looked stupid for ages.
She says it more in the second series.
I do remember poor Pippa upstairs going, I watched the whole thing and I watched it again just in case I'd missed some.
Just the whole series he watched just for this.
But I stays what's occurred in.
I need your advice, Satan.
That's 3 hours of her life she's never going to get back.
No, she enjoyed it.
Well, no, I know,
other people
but...
can go to work and watch Gavin and Stacey. She loved it. She wants to do it again.
Do you remember that time we made her spend the whole day watching Carry On films?
She loved that
after
also.
That, because we were making her watch them for innuendo. And then she, by the end of it, she was like, I didn't know what was innuendo and what wasn't.
So, Becky gets that point. It's 1-1.
What's the
pity? Oh, now it's time for the next one. Do you remember when Comedy Dave off of the Chris Moore Show called himself? This is a good one. We rang up Dave and just played back clips of him to him. It's a simple question. How long could Comedy Dave talk to himself for on the phone? So we ring up Dave. He goes, hello. Then we play clips of him just to confuse him down the phone. How long?
30 seconds.
Tracy?
35.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's the pity?
Here's Dave calling himself.
Hello.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
And what's today got in store?
Who's that?
I think that you might be surprised.
About what?
I don't know.
What am I to be surprised about?
Why can't you be more open-minded?
Is that bed in the background?
I don't know.
Morning, Scott. Morning, chappers.
Are macaws and lemurs very different? Is one a bird and one a monkey?
Oh, God, that's me.
That's just ridiculous. I was quite scared by lemurs once at Whipsnade Zoo.
Were you?
Yeah.
You don't think I'm going to fall for this like Westwood did, do you?
Maybe.
Very good. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Bye.
It was 1:06.
Yay!
Yeah, Tracy boy. So you are winning today's Oh What's Occurring. That's good, isn't it?
I know. Well, chuffed.
Do you want to come back tomorrow?
Yeah, of course I do.
With your pierced boob.
You know what? My dad texts me. He never texts me, so I think he's listening.
Oh.
But I told my mum earlier, and she asked me to have a look at it. So it's all right. We're safe. It's all good. Don't worry.
Okay, good. I like that game. We should do more when people call themselves. Should we do some soon?
Yeah.
Because we did Grimmy calling himself as well.
Hello?
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 All right, Grimmy.
Who's that?
It's Grimmy. Hello.
I've no idea.
Who? Itch? Which? What?
Who is it?
We should get to Starbucks.
Hello?
Oh. Who?
I don't know. Kind of.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Hiya.
Hello, who are you?
It's Grimmy, hello.
But did you ring Grimmy?
Who? Itch? Which? What? Oh, Annie. Funny, yeah?
Annie Mac there as well. It's a good... I'm going to do that more. Let's do some more of those. Well done, love. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
See you, babes.
Babes, high five.
Hang on a minute.
Yes.
Oh, what's the curry?
Right, so the smell of fish has now gone from my flat. Guess what is still in the fridge?
Cod loin.
Yeah, more cod loin.
Why have you got more?
Because it was a 2-for-1 bog off.
Bog off? You never get bog off on cod loin.
You do. I
no,
did.
No, you don't.
Yes, and this morning I opened to get some yoghurt and there's more cod loins in there. So it's going to stink of fish until at least Friday. And my flatmate's fingers are going to smell the fish for longer than that. BBC Radio 1. I can't chuck them out either, because that's waste.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Just cook it and eat it and enjoy it for a bit.
Just warning anybody that will come into contact with me over the next couple of days, apologising in advance. Tomorrow on this show... you can hear some more from our tryouts for our Edinburgh one-man shows that we're doing. What we're doing is coming to a venue quite close to Radio 1, getting a very small audience together, and just trying out some stuff that works and maybe doesn't work as well for our Edinburgh shows. This is to prepare us for what is only about 3 weeks away now?
2.5 now.
Is it?
Yeah.
God, it's getting close.
Yeah.
We haven't worked out what we're going to do yet, but we each have to do a one-man show at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe. We were there last year with Scott Mills, the musical. This year, we're all on our own, separately. Me, Becky, One That Don't Speak, Nick Grimshaw, all doing a one-man show. And what we're doing this week is just crossing things off the list from all the suggestions that you have sent in. We've tried a few of them out, and we will continue to do them this week. So please do keep sending the ideas in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. That's my email. Use it for any flashes of inspiration you have for our Edinburgh shows. So far, crossed off the list, One That Doesn't Speak playing the Swanee Whistle. That's not going to cut it for half an hour. Also crossed off the list, Becky doing improv.
So, I need your help. First things, I need some suggestions. Can someone suggest a profession? Travel agent, thank you, Vicky. And now a place. Go from this side of the room. The Seychelles. Brilliant. And now an object.
Cucumber.
Cucumber. Right. I am now going to put these things into a very funny song, which will be very funny.
Yeah, you said it was going to be funny, which was your downfall. Here's the song.
There was a travel agent who went to the Seychelles. She took a cucumber, which managed to get through customs.
You know it's bad when the audience do this.
Should I try to try one more time or give up now? Give up. Okay.
See, they could have said, try one more time, but they didn't. Also, off the list, from your suggestions, me putting on loads of T-shirts and trying to break a world record.
The current record is 245, and that's set by a man from Croatia. So let's try and attempt a world record right now here at the Edinburgh Tryouts.
Matt Fincham on the piano playing music from TV themes, various ones, while I put on loads of T-shirts, one on top of the other. got a bit of applause.
Six.
That's me putting on six T-shirts. Yeah. Anyway, so they're all off the list. Swanee Whistle, improv, and me putting on T-shirt, gone. Tomorrow on the show, you'll hear some more of our tryouts. Any more ideas you've got? We've got 2.5 weeks. Come on, let's pull together. We're all in this together. Send an email to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. We might use your idea on our one-man shows.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.